Let's talk about your first impressions of Nemo back when you got introduced to him.
Yeah. So, one, thank you for having me on. For anyone that's listening to this, I'm sure I'll be sharing it throughout the Nemonium community as well. I appreciate what you do for the space and just putting education at the forefront of your videos and podcasts. I know we discussed a little before you started filming how important that is. But hopefully throughout this video too, we can provide any type of insight or just knowledge that helps people feel comfortable in their decisions, be able to frame things in the right light with that additional information. As far as Nemo goes, so I followed him in the Twitter space for a while prior to actually interacting with him directly. But my first impression of him was always kind of the same way I view some of the other, I hate using the term influencer, but someone with a voice in the space that has impact on other people. Now, you have two different frames of mindset that I see develop as someone starts to gain a lot of followers. You have people that view that as a metric or, okay, I have followers, here is my clout machine that I can feed into and talk about projects and hype stuff up. And then you have other people that view them as friendships and people and individuals that you can talk to and people that you will be transparent with, regardless of whether or not every one of the thousands of people that follow you agree with your opinion or not. And he was always someone that spoke his mind regardless with how it was going to make anyone else feel. And that doesn't mean that he was outright abrasive. It doesn't mean that he was going after any project. He just always spoke his mind. And that is both in a supportive and positive way, which is why so many people trust in Nemo and what he's building now in Nemonium. But it's also a very real and reassuring thing to see as people grow. If you can continue to tether yourself to who you are, what led you to the space, what you believe in, then no amount of success is ever going to cloud your judgment in order to cut corners or undercut people to get there. So he always seemed like a very genuine, upfront person. And I met him through another friend of mine in the Twitter space. And as we started talking, I knew that they were working on putting together this team for Nemonium, but I was really unaware of what it was for. So the original Skulls dropped right prior to that. And initially I was going to scoop one up off a secondary, but they started running up in price. But I followed them every single day, and I thought the art was cool, even though he just updated it into the 3D one. But the first questions that he asked me, they weren't like, so what's your experience as a moderator? Or do you have a YouTube channel? I need a words guy to talk about stuff. He asked, so what's your story? What brought you to this space? Why are you here? And it wasn't business. It was personal. To try and figure out what I believe in, how I view the other individuals in the crypto space, what I think about decentralized technology and its potential, what I'm passionate about. The bedrock of our entire team is based on people that trust and believe in Nemo, but I think inherently he trusts and believes in everyone in the team because it's a two-way street. They supported him when he first dropped those original skulls, and everything was built on top of that. So after getting to know each other, we're much more similar in real life than I ever thought. And it's funny because the more you meet individuals, even people that have big channels or projects, a lot of people are very similar in what led us here, because you'll hear everyone scream, we're so early, we're so early. Well, the people that are here, especially in CNFT, because prior to smart contracts, prior to the $1 million a day market that we have, those were people that were just passionate about Cardano to begin with. And with Cardano and the values and science-based practical solutions they have and the people that they want to help, a lot of people gravitated towards that because of the idea that this is what cryptocurrency is supposed to do, as opposed to a lot of other things that might not have the best interests of the whole and instead only the interests of a few. Whether it was me meeting him at first, watching him from afar, working on this, or seeing the community that's coming together to build different things. I think that he's done everything the best way possible to allow us to have that potential moving forward.